Now it's time for 300 Villages. This week, we're heading to the tiny southeast community of Port Alexander. The village of just 62 people is on the south end of Baranoff Island. Robin Griggs teaches school there.
We're very, very remote. No cell phone service, no roads. It's a boardwalk town, so there's no vehicles. We have a satellite dish that provides us with internet, and we do get telephone service, landlines. That's about it. No stores. In the summer, it's very active. There's lots of people who have summer homes here and spend a lot of time fishing. We do have two fishing lodges that run and provide services to people that come in sightseeing. There's hunting and fishing, and the school provides some entertainment for the students. Our school, it is a K-12 school. We have a kindergarten student, a third grader, a seventh grader, and the remainder are high school students. I'm responsible for all the K through 12 here. We survive on propane and fuel, so that has to be brought in on the EAC, which is a boat that comes in from Sitka, hopefully once a week. So there's no local prices for fuel or groceries here because we have no grocery stores or fuel areas here. We also only get mail, postage mail, once a week on Saturdays with our groceries. The most pressing issue, the discussion of becoming a borough in Southeast Alaska, which we currently do not belong to one. I would say, you know, that affects a lot in town. That affects our school district and what school district we would be in, you know, how we would be annexed off. So that's just the major issue right now, I think, in town. I moved here from Iowa last year and farm community, so it's been a big eye-opener. We've had a great season of bears, and we've had two tsunami warnings where we've had to get to higher ground in the night. So that, you know, between the bears and tsunamis, it's certainly been, you know, a year to learn for us.
Robin Griggs is the teacher in Port Alexander. 300 Villages is AK's attempt to put every community in Alaska on the radio. Thanks for listening to AK this week. We had help from Ellen Lockyer, Annie Feit, Dave Waldron, and Alex Dwyer. Tune in next week for more unique stories from around the state. I'm Daisha Eaton.